Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
Good morning. Whoa. You ready? Good morning. Your 9 o'clock cash code for the Jeff Calkins Show is MILK. Text MILK, M-I-L-K. Text MILK, M-I-L-K to 72881. Here in the next hour, and you're automatically entered for a chance to win $1,000. That's MILK, M-I-L-K to 72881. Data and message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is right here on the Jeff Calkins Show at 10 a.m. when I will give you another unicorn cash code. 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. Make sure you're tuned right here to 92.9 FM ESPN to get your unicorn cash code and your chance to win $1,000. Your 9 o'clock hour cash code is MILK. Text MILK, M-I-L-K, M-I-L-K, 72881. Good luck.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, you ain't. He ain't writing nothing.
I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not going to get no interview. I know. I'm good. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bottles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say,
and happy Friday. I bring you this breaking news. Ron Olson, this is the kind of thing that Ron Olson will just wander in and he just drops breaking news. Studies have found that the blank stall in a public bathroom is usually the dirtiest and the blank stall is the cleanest. Answer each of those for me.
Middle is the dirtiest.
What's your theory?
Because no one wants to go in the first stall, so therefore it winds up being everyone goes in the middle stall. Everyone wants to go and kind of isolate themselves.
So you're going
to
say middle is the dirtiest, and which one is the blank stall is the cleanest?
Because no one wants to go in the first one. I'll say the first one.
You are exactly
look
right.
At me, yeah.
It's counterintuitive. You gotta go into the first one.
By the way, that is a gambler's math right there. That's just a gambling brain right there.
Don't go in the second one.
No.
You think you're
Everyone's
alone.
Gonna take that favorite. No.
Think
I'm
you're
gonna
alone
go get the underdog.
You're actually with the entire universe in the second stall.
Yeah.
Whereas the first stall, you're basically alone.
Yes, exactly.
So, anyway. Today on the show. It's Friday. That means I get to talk to Jason Smith. What a delight. What a delight that is. He'll come in here and we'll talk to him next. Chris Harrington will join us at 10 o'clock. We got the one story that you have been waiting for. We'll get to that. We usually do that at the end of the show. Wouldn't you say that's the one we should do, the one story you've been waiting for?
That is typically our schedule, but again?
I think so.
You're the captain.
We'll talk to Chris Harrington about the NBA playoffs. The NBA playoffs... It's a big night last night for Philadelphia.
Indeed.
Two things strike me. One is
You don't care?
No. I'll get to that point. I do care. I think that it illustrates the wisdom of sucking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, Joel Embiid does not just happen into your lap.
No, when you get, it turns out when you have a bunch of lottery players, and not only lottery players, but really high lottery players, turns out that they've got a chance to be pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, this whole, it's an imperfect science. Yeah, no, it is an imperfect science. There's no question. It's the only, it's not foolproof. You can make the wrong picks, or you can be in a lottery, but there's no great picks, or you can win lots of things. But it is really, it's the best chance you got. The chances that you'll find a player like Giannis in the teens, slim.
Yes,
you can.
Sure,
you can. Or Kawhi, who's been immense.
That should not be the expectation.
Can, but you typically don't. We know that. We just look at the Grizzlies over the years. Like you don't. That's not what you find there. You don't find that there. You find Hakeem Warwick there. He's a good, decent, solid player. But that's what you find there. It shows the advantage of sucking. Like it just does. It was painful in Philadelphia. I actually think they should not have ever changed management. They just should have just rolled with what they had, and
they should have trusted the process.
They should have, in fact, trusted the process. But anyway, so it's when the dude is throwing down windmill dunks like he did last night, and is playing dominating defense and everything else. You're like, okay. I'm glad I trusted the process. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing that strikes me. The second thing that strikes me is the point. It's not that I don't care, but it is definitely true that the NBA playoffs have lost some luster. And I don't know whether there's no LeBron, or I don't know whether what it is. But
I don't even know if you have to say it's specifically one thing. I think it can be a combination of things. Yeah,
and it's also the fact that the one series that everyone cared about.
Yes.
And I mean everyone, not the basketball cognoscenti, but the
series that most people were watching.
With the one that people were anticipating – and that had a little extra pizzazz for just the common man, is already done.
Yes. There's
and
no question.
So,
I mean, I guess theoretically you could say it won't officially be over with until tonight.
Someone lose, yeah, right. Well, yeah, maybe. Anyway, we'll talk to Chris Arrington about all of that. I did a panel yesterday. I was MC of a panel yesterday with the Daily Memphian put on a panel about the economic impact of sports. And Craig Unger was there from the Redbirds, Memphis 901 FC. And Daryl Smith was there from the golf tournament. And Jason Wexler was there from the Grizzlies. And they said some interesting things, honestly. They said some very interesting things that we'll get to that as well. Okay. But a couple things I think we need to talk about here right at the top. Before we do any of that. First, it is funny. Like after the boogie thing came out yesterday, that news broke shortly after we got off the show that he was going to ask out of his letter of intent from Duke, and instead was considering other places, and Memphis would be one of the places that he was considering. I said, you know what? I'm just gonna write a column on this. It's time, right? And I'll be honest, the column did not break new ground. It just said woohoo, like it did not like it just celebrated what is happening. That's what it did. And sometimes that's what columns do. They just celebrate what is happening, right?
They capture the moment.
It just went crazy. People are like, you cannot write enough. Talk enough about because it is absolutely insane what is happening, and you can't. And in fact, it is already translated to someone said, when are they going to when are they going to win their natty, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you laugh, but the idea of Memphis winning a national championship is already being reflected in the old books, isn't it?
Indeed, the Tigers originally opened up as a 200-1. They had 201 odds to win the national title. The recent updates I've seen from Caesars have the Tigers at 80-1.
And that's before any of these guys have committed.
Correct.
Who, by the way, leads the way? Like, where does that put Memphis at? What are the best odds to win the national championship? Can you tell me that?
Right? Give you a guess. Yes, because, I can tell you.
Well, the best odds are probably Duke. The best odds are Duke.
Duke is third at 8-1. Kentucky is first, tied with Virginia. They both have 7-1 odds. So
is that about as good as it ever gets? In other words, like, no team is likely to win the national championship. It's too hard, right? It's too random and too hard to win the national championship.
Correct. In basketball, early season, yes.
Early, about 8-1?
Yeah.
What do you think Duke got down to?
I think Duke at one point they were even money.
Really?
Yeah. Like, that's how insane it got.
So at 8-1, Duke is 8-1. Memphis is still 80-1.
Correct.
So people aren't exactly expecting this, but it certainly has changed.
That ties them with.
Yeah, where are they in the country? Like, where does that place them? Do you have how many teams are ahead of them now in odds to win the national championship?
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
He's such a good counter. 16, this is MUS. 16, 18, this is the 20, MUS education 22, right now.
23, 24, 25.
Listen to that. You didn't 2016. Stumble over anything. So ahead of them? So
correct.
They're 27th.
Correct.
And they will go up as these guys start to commit.
Oh, yeah. Vegas is not in the business of exposing themselves to risk.
So anyway, it's, I mean, this is not, this is, you can argue, and, you know, when you write a column like I did, you think, oh, am I just being a big homer, right? But then you step back and you say, no, Forbes is writing the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm quoting Forbes magazine. Mm-hmm. Saying that the college basketball is Penny's world and we're all just living in it. And
don't ever let them say that you're lowbrow writing.
And every other coach is just living in it. And that's just quoting Forbes, man. That's not – that's
heard of it?
So the stayed decorous – those are two words you don't often hear in a sports mm-hmm. – Forbes magazine is saying that. So I'm just like, whatever. You can read the column over the Daily Memphian. I enjoyed writing it. Like, I enjoy writing the good stuff. It's just so much fun. It is so much fun to write the good stuff. And then you know what? It appears that we're going to be having good stuff to write, I don't know, like for years now. Because here's the other thing. All these guys aren't one and dones. Some of them are, but all of them aren't. And so some of them are very talented two and dones or three and dones who are only going to get better. Like, I don't think anyone thinks Lester Canonis is a one and done, right?
No, I think if you were – if you had,
I don't think the Boogie is a one and done.
No, I think the one and dones are James Wiseman, Precious Achiuwa, and R.J. Hampton.
Right. And so, okay, so this brings up the complex. So what we're talking about is a bunch of players who are going to be here for an extended period of time. And then, obviously, the next year's already shaping up like a great recruiting class after that for Memphis. So I think we're in here for a stretch of years now where we're going to have fun things to write about. And I am, as they say, here for that, mm-hmm. right? I am here for that. Mm-hmm. The complication, of course, is, and this is the kind of complication you like to have, but the complication is, who do you take?
Sure.
Because they're not all coming. And they do, now the first fear was, okay, so Boogie Ellis, he's really a combo guard, but he's a point guard / combo guard, okay? From Duke. And so do you take him, and would he play with RJ? Would RJ play with him, basically?
Correct.
RJ, the better player.
Correct.
By taking him, do you risk RJ? And our man John Martin, who talks to the relatives of players and players themselves, he got confirmation that RJ would have no problem with that.
Correct.
RJ will play with Boogie.
He quoted Rod Hampton, RJ's father.
Yeah. RJ will, and no problem. In fact, he was excited about it. So he loved the idea, RJ and Boogie. Okay? So you're like, woohoo, that's great.
Uh-huh.
That's not the problem. People are like, oh, Boogie and RJ, is that the problem? No, that's not the problem.
Go on.
The problem is this. If you have Boogie and RJ, Lester won't want to be here.
Okay, so I see where things get complicated.
You see, because it's Len Lester, because you can say, all right, we got room for Boogie and RJ, because they can play together and, you know, you don't need always one primary ball handler, and that'll work, right? But at that point, Lester's getting squeezed out, right? And if you don't have Lester, guess who you don't have?
That would be Precious Achiuwa.
Precious Achiuwa. So, if you take Boogie,
isn't recruiting wonderful?
Then you and if you take Boogie, and are gonna take RJ, Let's say that if you take Boogie and Lester, you probably won't get RJ. But if you tell Lester, you know what, we don't need you anymore because we got Boogie, and we think we may get RJ, then you lose out on Precious. It really boils down to this. Would you rather have Boogie, Lester, and Precious?
Okay.
Or Boogie and RJ?
See, this is complicated because I know the easy answer that most people are thinking is, okay, take the three. Take Lester, take Boogie, take Precious, and be done. My deal is if RJ Hampton is really perhaps the number one guard in the next NBA draft, that creates a situation where if you have the best guard and the best big inside, you can kind of fill in the pieces from there. I mean, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but here's the truth. Okay, so in either circumstance, you have Boogie. In other words, in fact, it's my understanding that Boogie didn't leave Duke to open up his options to let's just see what's out there.
Yeah, right? You know. He
left Duke specifically because he knows he's coming to Memphis. So that's happening.
Okay.
So either way, you're getting Boogie. In one scenario, you have Precious and Lester.
Yeah.
And in the other, you have RJ. There's, in terms of quality of player, there's not much difference between Precious and RJ. They're both studs.
Then take
and
Precious, because that's the three, and you get an extra player, and you get
Lester, too. Now, the other way to do it is you say, listen, I got to take these things as they roll in.
Sure.
Right? And so what you do is you boogies, you'll take Boogie. Like, that's happening, right?
Yep.
And Lester's ready to commit.
Correct.
That's happening soon, too.
Correct.
So you just take them. And then Precious, and then when RJ wants to decide, like right now, you just say we'll create a scholarship for you, and we'll see what happens. And you don't in fact try to figure out this all in advance. You just take them as they roll in.
I understand what you're saying, and logically it makes sense. I just don't think recruiting works that way. That would be my counter argument, and I'm promise that's not a cop out. I'm just saying, right, as someone who has
You're saying basically is you're willing to risk losing RJ.
Correct.
And by just going ahead and accepting these,
correct,
whoever comes rolling in.
I'm taking the dollar today.
You're taking the dollar today, and who knows? You might still get the $100 later. But you're taking the you're taking the
correct
the and I think that's probably what they will do. But it is absolutely fascinating. It's a hell of a lot of fun. And we'll talk more about this with Jason Smith in the next segment. In the meantime, it is not often that a radio show day comes together quite like yesterday's did for this station, 92.9.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, that somehow we would stumble upon this preposterous debate about whether people veer back and forth between romantic partners based on hair color.
Physical appearance, yes.
Hair
physical
color.
Traits.
And Jeffrey, let's not get into
this again. I'm sorry,
I
was more popular in college than you were.
And then it's not often that we would necessarily take calls on this topic.
Correct.
And then it takes so many calls
that it literally crashed our phone system.
And then it is not necessarily likely that you would have someone call in named Joey,
mm-hmm,
who had had three previous engagements, none of which resulted in marriages. Right? Like that seems like a long shot. That's Memphis is 80-1 to win the national championship. That seems like a long shot.
Do you think if you have one failed engagement, is it a situation though where if you have one failed engagement,
you're more likely to have
a second?
I think it is true. If you get divorced once, you're more likely.
Correct.
I don't know. You can only get divorced again if you get divorced once. So that
correct
doesn't really make sense.
But I know what you're saying, anyways, the likelihood of the marriage working increases.
I think that's right.
That's how it
of not working. That's exactly right. So, so all of those things were unlikely and entertaining, and we really enjoyed talking about the human condition.
Mm-hmm.
What I really didn't expect was when Gary revisited this, as you knew he would, when I appeared on his 5 o'clock, the segment on his 5 o'clock show, and we started talking about Joey, what I really didn't expect was that Joey is a friend of Gary's. This is what it sounded like when Gary discovered that.
Okay, this is hilarious. I just found out that Joey.
Oh, God.
Oh no. Yeah.
He's actually one of my friends, Joey.
Oh, no.
I've known Joey for like forever.
Oh. Do you know Joey?
I do know Joey.
Well, what happened to Joey? What happened to the third engagement?
I don't know.
Can you explain it?
Joey, call in. 535-3776. 535-3776.
Okay, so in our conversation with Joey, we knew the first engagement had ended because they were young and foolish. The second one had ended because she broke his heart by text, right? Tore his heart out of his chest by text, right? I was so appalled by that one that I never actually asked the third.
About the third.
So, of course, who calls into Gary's show but our man Joey? And we get to the bottom of the whole thing. Here is Joey with he dominated the day in radio yesterday, clearing it all up with GP.
Hey, Gary, what's up, brother?
I didn't know that was you this morning on the radio. That's too funny. All right, walk me through this. Are you single or in a relationship right now?
No, man, I'm single.
Because the last time I saw on Facebook, you were like you were in love. It looked like.
Oh no.
Yeah, well, you know, that tends to happen.
Dude, I know the feeling. So, okay.
That tends to happen.
The point of the story was that you've been engaged three times. All three engagements were subsequently called off, but they were all to brunettes. So let me start here. As of May 2nd, 2019, you still got nothing against brunettes. If there's a nice brunette out there, you're willing to give it another shot.
Oh, absolutely, man. And that was the whole impetus of me actually initially tweeting at Jeff this morning and then calling was because I thought, I don't know, I didn't know what Jeffrey Wright was talking about. You know, like, I like him, but I didn't know. Like,
oh, no.
I didn't know what he was talking about, man. Like, I got nothing against, like, brunettes and, you know, and if the right one pops up, for sure, you know, like, I think you're right. I think I have a type. I think everybody has a type. So that's why I originally called.
And I think you and I and Jeff are all in agreement here. Like, not everybody, but women, I think most have types, and men, I think most have types. Like, I can go back through some of my worst relationships, and I can identify the same personality trait in this girl, and this girl, and this girl. Like, it was something about this weird thing that I was attracted to. Even if I should have known better, I was still attracted to it. So I think everybody's got that. You probably have that as well. Okay, so the first engagement gets called off mutually. Like, you guys just say, hey, we're not going to do this. We were young. The second engagement, that's her text message breaking your heart. That is kind of ruthless to get a text message. I mean, I don't even know how that... Shame on her for handling that way. I don't know the young lady, but shame on her for handling that way.
It was really rough, man. It was one of those things where I kind of felt her getting a little bit distant, and then she went back home to visit her family in which is in Virginia, and then a couple weeks later, you know, I was feeling that she was a little bit distant, and then all of a sudden she just texted me and was like, "Yo, it's over," and I'm like, I just introduced her to my family and my friends in Memphis and, like, being like, yo, this is my fiance.
Oh, that's brutal. God. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I didn't have quite that, but it's sort of a similar story. I had a girlfriend for a long time, like high school, college, and, like, longer than I should have had her. She should have, like, broken up with me probably years in advance. So I don't hold anything against her. But I accepted an internship in Birmingham, Alabama, for the summer after my junior year of college. And I wanted her to go with me. Like, we'd been living together and all of that. And she just would not go. She was like, I don't want to go. And I was like, well, there's no real reason you can't go other than you just don't want to go. And she would make up these little reasons. But I could sort of sense, same thing, distant, and these don't seem like real reasons. And I moved to Alabama, and a week later, she broke up with me. She was waiting for me to leave to break up with me. Same way your girl went back home, and then it was like, it's over. This was like pre-text message, though, so she had to actually do it, like, verbally. But still, like, I know what it's like to get punched like that.
Yeah, man, it's a punch in the gut for sure. But, you know, that was 2019? That was like 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
That's way in the past.
Okay, yeah. So you're over that now. Let's talk about the third one. What happened there?
All right. So then, like, shortly after that, I accepted a job in Knoxville.
Right.
It was a good job. And I've been there pretty much ever since. And a couple of years into it, like, you know, I kind of went through the whole grieving, you know, trying to, you know, get back into the player phase and whatever. And then I got into that whole thing, like, I need to settle down. Like, I'm getting too old. Sometimes you reach a point where you're like, man, I'm not getting any younger. I need to just find somebody. So I found a really nice, sweet young lady. And that was a funny thing, too. We got engaged, and she was moving from Atlanta to Knoxville. And she didn't want to move in with me because she was going to bring these cats with her. And I was like, I'm allergic to cats. And she told me originally, when I first started dating her, she told me they were her mom's cats. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then she wanted to bring them with her. And I'm like, yo, I know. You're not moving in with cats. You know? So, like, then the third breakup for engagement was because of cats, man.
No! Cat breakup?
Oh.
Cat she breakup. Lied to you, though. Hey, and if you're allergic to them, you can't be in that house. I'm also allergic to cats.
I feel like she used the cats to do what she wanted to do, maybe.
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe, man. I don't know.
But she can't possibly love them cats more than she loved you.
No, hey, you know, apparently she did, you know.
Well, that's a hell of a deal. That breaks my heart all the way here.
But,
west
I appreciate
of
it, DP, but swinging back around full circle, Jeffrey Wright, man, you know, I don't know what he's talking about, but
yeah,
I like him.
No.
But I like brunettes, man.
See,
oh.
See, there, and how about this? Long as we're just speaking openly here, I prefer blondes.
Oh.
I prefer blondes.
Like, there you go.
Joey and I can look at the same people and just see different things. That's the point we were trying to make earlier.
No, but can you have can you not care about hair color but have other traits that you sort of fixate on?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Like some yes.
Like you said there's a type. Some people, hair isn't the biggest factor is what I'm asking.
No, it could be chest. It could be butt.
Right,
it could be
right.
Like actual. Like what
other
one.
Traits.
Like what one. Like I can.
This went on to, now Gary's trying to fix up Joey. But we got to the bottom of this. How do you feel? How are you feeling about it now?
Yeah, you did the thing where you misconstrued my point.
No, I'm not interested in relitigating this with you. I meant,
yes,
how do you feel about Joey?
Joey's a good dude, and
I think Joey's
going to be okay.
And I think we need to find happiness. Yes, I think Joey needs to find happiness. And I was glad it all came together the way it did. The way it did yesterday. If Joey or anyone else is seeing cracks in the walls of their home or their floors that are sinking or sloping a little bit, there is an easy way out of this one. We all have a type, and the type is Redeemer's Group. That's the type. 541-8765, 541-8765. Serving the Mid-South for more than a decade. Give them a call. They'll come out. They will assess the situation. They will give you an estimate. Again, it's all the critical stuff: foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete leveling. After you get the estimate, if you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, you get an additional $50 off. Or maybe they'll tell you you got no problem at all. That's great too. But the whole darn thing is free to have an expert come to your house. That's not often free, but it is with Redeemers Group. 541-8765 or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. Jason Smith is going to roll in here and talk to us next and help us clear up all this. Boogie, Lester, Precious, RJ, stuff we got going on here. Jason Smith coming up next. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I think we can all agree that T-shirts are awesome. And if you need T-shirts for your business, reunion, school, church group, etc., go to the place that made T-shirts for the Jeff Calkins Show, Memphisity Design. Started by Alec Wilson, a native Memphian, Memphisity Design will design and print custom T-shirts to set you apart. They've got amazing service and lightning-fast turnaround. They can handle orders from 20 T-shirts to 20,000. Check them out online. You'll find nothing but 5-star reviews. So contact Alec Wilson at alec@memphisshirt.com or go have a look at their website at memphisshirt.com. It's the place that made my show's T-shirts. Let them make your T-shirts, too.
Season tickets for the 2019 Memphis Tigers football season are on sale now and start at $100 when you buy 4 in the Family Fun Zone and $150 for end zone seats. The 6-game home schedule is highlighted with matchups against regional foe Ole Miss, plus AAC rivals Cincinnati and Navy. A season ticket includes the same great seat for all 6 home games, plus priority options to buy single game tickets, bowl tickets, and more. Be part of the incredible game day experience and get your seats today at GoTigersGo.com or call 901-678-2331. Stripe up.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Yeah, I'll get straight to it. I'm looking for the fastest internet.
Well, with Xfinity, you can get the fastest, most reliable internet, and you can pause your in-home Wi-Fi for family time.
Wow, internet that's crazy fast and reliable? It's like a cheetah that you trust enough to house-sit your pets.
I don't know if you should trust a cheetah with your pets.
Well, you're the one who said he's crazy fast and reliable.
No, I said Xfinity XFi is.
Just like the cheetah.
We're still talking about internet, right?
It doesn't matter. I'll take it.
Get speed, coverage, and control with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Xfinity lets you customize your own package and save. Learn more. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $30 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay, and 63019. Restrictions apply. New performance starter, 25 megabits per second. Internet customers only. Actual speeds vary. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information.
Guys, do you have trouble going the distance? Do you crescendo too soon? Arrive at the party too early? Is your alphabet A, B?
Oops.
Does your firecracker go off before the 4th? Then you need to go quick as a bunny to 4hims.com. Because 4hims offers treatments for PE and access to doctors who can evaluate you for prescription options. And right now, get started for just $10. No in-office doctor's visits, no trips to the pharmacy, no high prices. Just the help you want to keep going and going and going and going.
Hurry to 4hims.com and slow down. To get started at this incredible $10 price, go to 4hims.com/distance. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/distance. forhims.com/distance.
Each morning, people wake and smile when they see the sun. Not the one in the sky. A little picture of the sun on the prescription bottles from CVS Pharmacy. It makes knowing when to take your medication clear as day. Up to 50% of people don't take them properly. So we're just trying to help more people have more mornings. To wake and smile when they see the sun. Not the one on the bottle, the one in the sky. Includes only prescriptions from CVS Pharmacy.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Enjoy fresh, flavorful, and made-for-you meals with today's Perks Deal. $25 to Moe's Southwest Grill for only $15. Create your own burritos, bowls, tacos, nachos, salads, and more. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I did this panel for the Daily Memphian yesterday and on the economic impact of sports. And I got a nice email from Philip, who was there, turns out. He's also a correspondent occasionally. And he said, great job emceeing. That was nice. Thank you. Appreciate that, Philip. But he said, and you looked snappy. That's no coincidence because I was wearing my sport coat from Oak Hall. Like, this is easy. When I look snappy, you know why. You too can look snappy. And particularly right now, you've got two more days, today and tomorrow, to get in there and take advantage of their sale on knit shirts. Buy one, get one half off. Today and tomorrow. It ends Saturday. Do not wait. Today and tomorrow. Buy one knit shirt. The other one, the second one is half price. That is every brand in the store. Faraday, Johnny O, Alan Payne, Peter Millar, and more. Get in there and take advantage of the great deals and the good service, not good service, legendary service, honestly, at Oak Hall. All right, joined now by Jason Smith. Did I ever ask you, were you happy with your team's draft there, by the way, since we have the since we have the Chicago music plan?
I would have been happier if we could have moved up to get Daryl Henderson. We took a similar running back, David Montgomery, out of Iowa State. I think we had our eyes on Henderson. But I think we had a good draft. We got Calvin Ridley's little brother. Riley.
Right.
I know we had.
They went in the same
Anthony Miller was telling them take Daryl Henderson. We wanted to run at the running back, and as shown
can
by
you imagine how
us
much...
taking one with our first pick in the draft in the third round. We obviously traded
Could
our draft.
Could you imagine how fun it would have been to have both Daryl Henderson and Anthony Miller on the same team?
You know, I was hoping. But look, I've got one of them that, and he had seven touchdowns last year, and it's going to get even greater. So I'm happy with the one I got.
And
he's got a good spot at the Rams.
He's got a good spot at the Rams. Yeah. I think. I'm going to get to Memphis basketball in a minute.
Sure.
One of the interesting things to me is all you hear from sort of people at the University of Memphis is that this is going to be a huge football season for Memphis. And we know, of course, that they're favored in every game. Right mm-hmm. now, they're favored in every game. Mm-hmm. I know they lose things every year. That's the nature of college football. Mm-hmm. I just think it's hard to replace Daryl Henderson, man. Like,
You're talking to the wrong brother.
Here's the question. Why?
Because you're talking to Big Pat's number one fan. You're talking to Patrick Taylor's number one fan, okay?
How was this forged? How did you guys become Big Pat's, the Big Pat fam club?
It's weird. It was me. I mean, I was still at the CA the first time I called him. I ended up covering one of their camp up at Lambeth the first year.
Right.
And saw him and said, holy moly. I mean, he's 6'2", 240, you know, about 240.
But he's not explosive. He was a perfect counterpuncher.
It was never about that. And that's obviously what they'll do because you're more comfortable with that. Look, it's today's football. Put a guy in space and let him go, you know, run for the look.
I mean,
run
I saw
over,
it at the bowl. It didn't work as well at the bowl game without Daryl Henderson. I'll tell you that. You know, he's missing. Now,
he's Jordan Howard. I mean, that's what he is. There's still a place for those bruisers. Now they're not.
No, no, no,
you're
no,
not,
no.
You're
there's
just
a place
not going
for the
to,
bruiser.
He's and not a three down, put it in a franchise running back.
He's not carry
oh,
you.
Oh, but
to,
he's got NFL written all over him. That brother looks for
that.
Contact.
My question is can he carry you to 50 points a game as a college squad? Because
you need another home run hitter back there. I'm sure that's the plan.
That's all. There are two ways to look at
just
this. One is to say, you know what?
You rushed for 1,000 last
year. You lose Anthony Miller, you lose Daryl Henderson, you lose in consecutive years, and they're just not going to be able to put up that kind of points this year without the home run hitters. Lose Tony Pollard, whatever. They're going to take a step back
offensively.
They're
getting to a point where you expect them to start plugging them in.
Yeah, the other way to look at it is just Mike Norvell always scores 50 points.
I mean, look at what he's done with the quarterbacks, and that's the big one, number one. And you worry less about the other guys. You figure he's going to find them, and it's the offense.
Well, people are worried about Brady, though. So, I'm not, because Brady was my
coordinator. I told you Brady in year two is going to be obviously better than one, and we looked at the stats, and they're very similar to what Riley in year one. Yes, he doesn't have a monster arm. They can still win big with him because he's a smart QB. He'll make the right plays. He's not going to lose the game for you. And as Mike told us, he's gotten stronger. That's a big part of it.
Right.
Big part, you know, somebody he was going down to some tackles, maybe should have broke last year. So that's going
to
help.
All right. So now to Memphis basketball recruiting. You have become the Jason and John have become the go-to show.
Make sure you get John's name in there because
Jason
know he's listening.
Jason and John have become the go-to show for all of this insanity. And did you ever imagine that, like the streaming numbers for your show right now are crazy off the charts because people want information about because it's all good,
yeah.
You know, information about this. Here we are in early May and the town is on fire.
We would be waiting usually on ping pong balls, right? On draft lottery, right? That's what we'd be waiting on regularly. I mean, you'd probably have maybe a recruit or two to sign, even with Penny, right? You'd finish it off a good class, but we're in a different time with I think it's the number of high-level guys that they're still in on that's what's got us all abuzz. And not just the number, how close they are. You know, it'd be one thing if you're saying, oh, they're in it with five other schools.
And they're not even in it with top 80 guy. It's like these are the best of the best that are still out there.
And, yes, man, it all feels real. And you see, you know that there's no way – this is the bottom line. You know there's no way they're coming out of this with one dude. Penny's got four scholarships. He said it. He wants to fill it with four studs. Penny ain't coming away with one. Like, you just know that's not happening.
We wouldn't be having the transfers out. Okay, so you had a plan.
You're going to get some of these guys.
You had a plan. Now, our question, the question is, and the question is how you
now it's who you,
how, who you,
who
take.
You prioritize.
How,
who you take,
you prioritize and how you take.
Yeah,
and who
the
you
question.
Take. That's because the idea that Lester, RJ, and Boogie want to all play together is a little far-fetched.
Well, that's what John sent everybody into another uproar yesterday after the show when he tweets what Rod Hampton's dad says and says that RJ and Boogie can play together. You'd been working you know, with a theory that
they
that can't
can play
happen.
Together.
You'd been working with a theory that that really can't happen.
Yes.
And that helps you sort of when we're trying to do this on the promo,
there's an extended promo that ran before where you guys were talking about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. And at the time, you were under the assumption that it was either or.
Well, and you'd understand why.
Logically, yes.
Yes. I mean,
why is Boogie leaving Duke? Right, exactly.
At Duke, and RJ takes Duke off his list and replaces it with Texas Tech because, I mean, not just Boogie. I mean, there are other guards there, Cassius, obviously, and Jones, who came back. So
now we know that because after the show, he talks to RJ's dad, dad says it can be Boogie and RJ are fine. But the complication is, can it be Boogie, RJ, and Lester? And then if Lester says the hell with this, then Precious is also going to say the hell with this. So what's your plan to see through this? That's my question.
Okay. Here's what I'm saying. Focus on getting what you know you've already done the most work on, right? What you think you're closest on. We've said it from the get-go. We feel like they're closest on Lester Quinones. It'd be a, you know, at this point, it feels like the kid's wanting to say it right now. You know, he's tweeting about Chick-fil-A again yesterday on you know, Memphis basketball lunch suggestions.
Right.
Like, it feels like Lester's already in the fold. So you want to do that. And with Lester, obviously, because it's Lester, there's the tie with Precious.
Right.
And you've done the work and you feel so close. You just had his visit. He feels great about it. We know the story. Quinones told us after the visit that Chua says, man, we got to reconsider this. He loves it, right? And so you stick with that. Look, here's where I'm at with Trended. It doesn't feel like you can have both of them.
Right.
And so with Trendon, you've had the longest.
Right.
You've had all of this time to commit. And even if, you know, John's saying yesterday, you know, and say, it feels like that he's initiating the contact with the staff now, like, hey, man, can I come now? And my whole thing with that is you're locked in on Precious, who's ranked higher, right? And Trendon's had all this time to do it already.
Right.
And so I'm moving on and I'm taking Precious.
I had moved on. Okay.
Most folks are not putting a class together when you're doing this that has Precious Trended in it anyway.
Right.
But if Trended, again, there's six options. You're still close on Trended. So
all right, so you're taking
Lester, Precious so
you're
far.
You're taking
you
Lester and Precious. But then Boogie's ready to go. Like Boogie.
Hold on, I'm not done. I'm not done.
Uh-huh.
I'm taking Rajon Tucker because of the experience factor there. And he loves it. I'm also taking
Boogie.
Do
you think he loves it? You think it's number one?
And I know that staff has prioritized him because they feel like they need experience scoring in the backcourt. Everybody else is a freshman, and then you've got Alex and Tyler taking a step up that you hope. Tyler's going to be on the floor because of shooting. They'll need it with the way they play inside out and having shooters around posts. Then I'm taking Boogie. And you're going, and here it is right here. Whoa. RJ's good, and Dad said the two of them can play. Here's what I'm doing. How many scholarships Penny say yet?
Four.
Uh-huh. We think Wins is gone, right? That's where we're all at,
right?
No, it hadn't been announced officially.
Right.
But we think he's gone. I'm telling RJ, oh, you can come. You can come on. We'll open up a fifth by taking Jaden off scholarship. Puts it on him. There's your fifth right there.
Okay. But
now what we know is that Penny doesn't want to do that, right? But does Penny want to do it for a guy that's going to be in the lottery? For a guy that's a top... Again, you're getting to a point where how many of these guys do you need? I'm just telling you. I'm just showing you a way. And I'm telling you that puts the onus back on Rod and those guys, and it ain't on you. And there's no story of how Memphis took Boogie over RJ. No, there's another scholarship available. It's Jaden. It's whether or not Penny's willing to do it. And in this situation where you've got, would that be, could you explain it to Jaden? Hey, we got to pull you off because, look, it's not. We got a top five guy here, and we got to pull you off for a year. You're going to be back on. You know what I'm saying? Could you explain that to him a little easier than saying, hey, we're giving it to Boogie's 40-something on Rivals. You're a little higher elsewhere. But, Jaden might not, you know.
What's the timing in terms of?
You hear where I'm going
with
this.
What's the timing of it in terms of this? Don't you have to, though, just either renew or not renew scholarships soon, whether you know you're getting RJ or not?
Well, it's for the guys that are there. Right, right. You can leave some open, right? Guys can. Oh, you have guys enroll in the fall. I mean, when did Will Barton get here? You can still have guys.
No, but if
but for the guys that are here, you got to lock them in.
That's what I'm going to say.
So Jaden,
if you're taking Jaden off, you've got to take Jaden off before you know that you're going to get RJ.
Exactly. And you'd be leaving it open till a point. But again, that's not putting you in a situation where anybody's writing a narrative that you took Boogie over RJ. Right. I don't think Penny wants to take his son off scholarship. That's just my feeling.
Right.
I think a lot of us feel that way.
Yeah, no, it's very clear. He has not.
He thinks his son's going to contribute at some point, it feels like.
Okay, but now let's.
But again, you're recruiting guys that are top five, top 10.
That, you just solved it from a scholarship perspective.
Oh, there's a whole nother. You're
but
right. There's a whole nother conversation
perspective
to be had.
Here. Yeah. In other words, so let's say.
You can still stick with my plan, and that's sticking reality. Those four that we got, they fit. Boogie, Rajon. Precious and Lester, that all fits.
You know, Lester and RJ? You just told me this is the way to get
Lester,
RJ, too.
Lester and Boogie. RJ's the fifth if he wants to.
I know, but I know that.
I'm telling you, that's too many in the coop, brother. Well, that's too many cooks in the kitchen.
So what I'm saying is, this is my point. You figured out a way.
But how you present this to those, guys is just as important.
But my point is this. In fact, you can say that you're not taking Boogie over RJ and Lester over RJ and whatever
else. Leaving it up to them.
But you actually are picking them. If you take Boogie, Lester, Precious, Rajon, you're basically you can technically offer the thing to RJ at that point. But A, he's not taking it, and B, if he does take it, who's going to feel betrayed? Lester is going to feel betrayed.
If RJ wants to come, he can commit right now. RJ has a new suitor in Texas Tech. This is going to go into the summertime. Memphis can't wait. It has the leverage, Jeff.
Right.
It's not on. You know, if Memphis was RJ's only school, and yes, then you could make that argument. But it's still a fight for RJ. That's
right.
The one that you still have the most work to do. I know Dad's saying it'll work, but you got work to do there, baby.
Right.
Texas Tech just came in the fold. They're in Under Armour school.
I'm just saying, if you take all these other guys, yes, you can present him with a scholarship, and so you can then have the narrative that we put it on him. But realistically,
I mean, nobody's really writing that, and that stands around for, you know, two
realistically, what you're doing is you're saying we're going to take these guys and not RJ. That's realistically what
we're taking the guys that we're closest on right now that we feel the best about. Yes, that's the best way to approach it in recruiting.
And how about
usually.
The argument, though, that is the best player? I'm with you, by the way. I agree with your plan, right? Fundamentally, but the argument, and Jeffrey raised this earlier, is the best player in terms of fit with this team and with James Wiseman, if you could really right now just say, lock in that you would 100% have one of them, RJ might be that one.
Might be.
And so is it not doing whatever you have to do, even if it means throwing aside our previous relationships, to try to get that one?
I love it, and I think it's a great conversation. If you weren't about to have two lottery picks already in the fold, you know, you know what I mean? If you didn't already have a ton of options, I'd feel that way. Dude, you got the best player in the class. He's James Wiseman. Right. You know what I'm saying? And everybody can be sort of a satellite around that. That's the way I'm looking at it.
With the guys that you had them taking, let's say they don't get RJ, but they take all the rest, okay?
Yep.
How's it work? What's it look like? What's the rotation look like?
Oh, I got no idea, Jeff. That's why they pay Penny the big bucks.
Let's just play with it for a minute.
Okay, I talked about this with John yesterday. If Boogie comes,
so Boogie's your starting point guard. Right?
I imagine so. Yes.
Okay, Boogie's your starting point guard.
That's where I'm going.
And then are you starting?
I'm starting Tyler at the two, and I'm telling Lester beat him out.
Okay, where's Rajon going?
Three.
Rajon's at the three,
along with DJ.
DJ's at the four.
No, DJ's at the three. Rajon and DJ, y'all beat each other out. One's a grad transfer, wants to go to the NBA. The other one's one that wants to be one and done.
So
y'all
go
at it.
You got Rajon. And DJ
got
at the three.
We know Penny loves playing guards.
We got Wiseman, obviously, at the four.
Wiseman is at the five.
That's what I meant. Wiseman at the five.
Precious Lance.
At the four.
You know, Isaiah sort of three. Put Isaiah behind Wiseman. Or, you know, you could put Lance.
Right,
that's how that works.
They can get time. They can all rotate
gives Dandridge
in there.
Time as a sort of a fifth big to get ready.
So then, but the two,
in December.
The two, once again.
You like how this is going?
The two is Lester and
the two starting
Tyler.
Is Tyler, because he averaged 11 last year and hit a ton of threes. Now he's going to improve that shooting average.
And the one is Boogie and Alex.
And Damian Ball.
Oh, my God.
Don't forget about Damian Ball now.
This is insane.
How do you like that?
So what do you have right here?
You're seeing it now, aren't you?
Let's go through. You got You got A-Lo, Boogie, and Damian Baugh at the
go
one.
Go get it. Who's starting? Go
and,
get it.
And they can't really – you won't be able to find much time for them at the two because at the two, you've got Lester and Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
You're and starting
I'm,
Tyler.
And look, Rajon's going to be over there too. But
and
I'm giving him the opportunity at the three with
DJ. You've got Rajon and DJ. And at the four,
how you like them
you've
apples.
Got Precious, Lance, and Isaiah. And there are the Lance and Isaiah will also be backing up Wiseman at the five.
How's that look?
It looks like people are going to be unhappy. Honestly,
we know that's coming.
It looks like people are going to be really happy. Memphis is going to be really, but it doesn't this look like people are going to be unhappy?
It looks like players are going to be unhappy. It looks like folks in seats going to be going crazy.
Looks like some. And do you think this will happen?
I just think that's a good approach. And look, what I know will happen is Penny's going to say, "Go get it." Once you get him in there. And you've got that caliber of player, you can just throw that ball out and say, let's have a competition. And because of that, because of those, the level of competitor you've got in there, it's going to be one. And you tell them, go get it. And that's the best way to do it when you've got that much talent in one room. Say, go let it rise to the top, the best. It's going to be fun. I wish he'd open practice next year.
Okay. Here's the other thing that I was sort of thinking about earlier is that we're thinking about this in terms of next year is going to be great. Like, look at this lineup and look at whatever.
Sure.
The truth is that the only guaranteed one-and-dones in this, on this team, right?
I heard y'all talking about this.
Is Wiseman and Precious, right?
Correct. As we currently have it.
Because RJ isn't on this team that we just constructed. So the rest of them, now some may transfer, whatever. Oh, Rajon would be gone too. He would be gone because he would be a great
Isaiah transfer. Maurice will be out. You get
and
another
Isaiah
scholarship
Maurice
there.
Would be gone. So you've got.
Was that four?
You got four. You already got.
All right, four. Matthew Morrell, come on down.
Right, exactly. So, but all.
Chris Moore.
Before you start adding Matthew Morrell and Chris Moore, you're already returning, and they may not want to hear this, but that's where this is where we're looking at it. You're already returning DJ and Lester.
Both ready
and
to shine
Tyler,
in year two.
And Boogie and A-Lo and Baugh, and like even before you start adding on the next class.
Ready to repeat as AAC champs?
Are you
ready?
It's setting up as a bunch of years of this, is what
seriously.
Isn't it?
Yes, and you'll be able to look, and the key to this is to keep being able to land the top 10 guys to sort of sprinkle them in with what you've got coming back. Because look, what we know is you always need third year and fourth year guys. So you want some of these guys to hold on and to stay in, right? To not leave at the first sign that somebody's going to come in here and take their spot. Because
we didn't
you need
mention
those guys.
Malcolm Dandridge, by the way.
You need yes, we did. I said gives you he's the fifth big, and it gives you a chance to get him ready in December. Remember, he's not going to be ready. Is the belief to start the season because of the knee. But to that point that you're talking about continued success, you have Wiseman go one in the draft. Precious goes. He's right now mocked at 8 and 9. He goes a little higher or right there where he's supposed to go, you'll keep having a shot sprinkling in the one-and-done guys. That is the diagram. That's the way this can continue for a while and blow our minds. That's what I got for you.
How much of this, by the way, we always talk about Penny, right? Mike Miller is a big part of this.
There's no question about
it. Is he not?
I mean, you know he's big when you hear, R.J. Hampton's dad, Rod. Come on and talk about the relationship. It's not just, hey, man, we've known Mike for a while, and it feels like family. They're raving about him. They're raving about the man. If I still had eligibility, I would want to play for him. Mike's been a college basketball coach for 1 year. Folks talking about they want to come back out of retirement and play for him. His relationships, and here's the thing. Here's what's so crazy, and you hear Brian Windhorst comes on and talks about him, how he could have his pick of NBA jobs. That dude has relationships all the way down with prospects, all the way up to NBA GMs and owners. Like, he is plugged in throughout the basketball community.
I think one of the interesting things about Mike is he's going to have a choice between what does he want to do. Like, because you're exactly right. You listen to Brian Windhorst and he could be an NBA coach.
Yeah.
He could be an NBA executive. Or he could be a college head coach.
A lot of paths, man. And so you're absolutely right. He's a big part of it, and he's been a huge part of sort of this thing getting to where we hope it can all go and sustain for a few years a level of eliteness that we've not seen. He'll be a big part of the start of that and however long you can keep him because, again, the options look like they're going
to
be.
Well, and he also was a big part of the actual coaching thing. We saw that. You know, look, they started to basically they switched.
No doubt about it. I'm glad you brought it up. UCF, Cincinnati, they're awesome. Those are his scouts. They looked great against those.
I think they switched at the end where he was. Yeah. Anyway, so he's tremendous.
Pretty fun, huh?
This has been a lot of fun, and I'm sure there will be literally 72,000 people listening on your streaming.
Wait till the Grizz get Zion
for your show.
We're going higher.
And then the Grizzlies will add Zion, and that'll be that. Thank you, Jason.
Appreciate you, man. Have a good
Friday. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jeffrey. Have you? I guess there was when Ole Miss was doing what it was doing. Was there similar, like, craziness?
No, because football recruiting, the way that football recruiting works, it's typically, like, during the season's, like, at a fever pitch, but this has been going on for much, much longer.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. College, well, but you get commitments in college football recruiting beforehand, and then you get this one day.
Correct, but it's not like, the drama is covered more in college basketball recruiting. I don't want to say that there's not the same drama in football. It's just because there's more players, there isn't. So you could.
It's honestly a little the difference between the NFL draft and
the NBA draft.
And the NBA draft.
They're very similar.
If you've got the best player in the NBA draft, you're guaranteed. It feels like. But the 27th player just doesn't matter as
correct.
Much, right? Whereas in football, it's this huge production. You've got
correct.
These. Big classes. A top 300 kid in football
is a good player.
Is a great get, right?
Yes.
An offensive guard who's ranked number 300, he's probably the seventh ranked guard in the country.
That's going to be a four-star kid.
It's going to be a four-star kid, and he's going to come in and make an impact. If you're talking to me about a top 300 kid in college basketball, like whatever. No, you're getting that, then no one cares.
Exactly. 100%. So, I think the other aspect of it is because you have fewer people that you're focusing on, instead of college football recruiting feels more like you're looking at the class as a whole, whereas in college basketball recruiting, it's
look at these guys.
Because there's fewer, you can focus on the guys, so therefore you can focus on all the external elements.
This is going to just be absolutely nuts. I mentioned yesterday I did this panel, Daily Memphian sponsored a panel on the economic impact of sports in the city. And by the way, I do think it's a good time, like, for sports in the city, just broadly speaking. And apart from what's happening with the Memphis Basketball Tigers, you've got it's certainly an interesting time for the Grizzlies, a time of transition, right, and new hope, I believe. You've got the golf tournament, which is just ridiculous, like that. What's happened with the golf tournament, that the level of the golf tournament is going to become insane as relative to what it once was. Just the number of media who come in, the number of people who watch on TV, it's going to be preposterous. The number of patrons or whatever fans who are there, it's absolutely transformative. And then you've got soccer, which is like making every Saturday night now because it's either Grizzlies or Tiger. It's either Redbirds or soccer is going on down there, and so every Saturday night's a party at AutoZone Park. Anyway, it was fun to hear about all of that, and I'll tell you some more about it later on. But it's funny. So who did I see there? I saw Tracy Strickland, who works at one of the people at Triumph Bank who I work with, and it's just sort of typical. They're there. She's there because she's part of the community. Like when you're invested in the community and all the ways that Triumph Bank is invested in the community, you're invested in all the community. And I've said this before. They have at Triumph Bank, there are a lot of medical students who move here because obviously the UT Medical Center is here. So they come here for their medical school or for their internships or their training. And it's a very specialized little niche. But they have their own special issues because they have a huge amount of debt up front with a remarkable amount of income coming in subsequently, right? But it's not your typical deal. And so they have a special team that says, oh, this is something in our community that happens. Let's put together a team that deals with that. And so they have this team of folks who just mostly deal with medical students. And it's you have to understand the community, and you have to be involved in the community, and you have to be a part of the community in order to even recognize those sorts of things. It's why Triumph Bank is such a special bank. It is why it has gone from a bank that was founded in 2006 to a bank that now has nearly $800 million in assets. Go see my friends at Triumph Bank. When we come back, Chris Harrington is going to join us. It's Jeff Dawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 10 a.m.
It's spring. Time to get out of the house and try something new, get together with friends, maybe plan a family gathering, and there's no better place to do it than Bounty on Broad, the beautiful farm-to-table restaurant that makes you feel happy as soon as you walk in the door. Try the brunch menu, which may be the best in town. They've got barbecue Benedict with smoked pork shoulder, green cabbage slaw, and poached eggs. They've got waffle Foster with brandied bananas, whipped cream, toasted almond, and powdered sugar. They've got smoked Gouda grits, braised collard greens, and of course, they have the fried Gulf oysters tossed in cornmeal, which are simply the best fried oysters I've ever had. Add a mimosa or a glass of wine, and at Bounty, because of their unique Coravin wine system.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.